I'm going to teach you, in this blog post, how to make a soup. I want to be honest from the start. It is not an interesting soup. It is not the kind of soup that gets photographed. There is no special ingredient I bought at a market in another country. There is no clever technique. It is, by any reasonable standard, the soup you would make if you had not been thinking about soup very much. I'm going to tell you how to make it anyway, partly because I think you might enjoy it, and partly because I have been worrying for some time about a quiet pressure I notice in modern cooking. The pressure to make every meal a project. We are encouraged by cookbooks, by food shows, by social media, by the very layout of expensive supermarkets, to treat cooking as a small art form in which a meal is not really a meal unless it has been thought about, sourced carefully, and produced with the right amount of effort. I am not, on the whole, against effort. But I think we have lost something in the process that is worth reclaiming. We have lost the meal that is just a meal. We have lost the soup that is just a soup. So here is one. Take an onion. Cut it. You can cut it neatly, or you can cut it badly. It does not really matter, because in about 35 minutes, nothing in this pot is going to look like itself anyway. Put the pot on a low heat, add a small amount of oil, and put the onion in. Let it cook gently. While it is cooking, cut 2 cloves of garlic, 2 carrots, 2 potatoes, and any other vegetable that is currently sitting unused in your kitchen. Carrots that are slightly soft are fine. Potatoes with a few small marks are fine. The point is to use what you have, not to go shopping. Add the garlic to the onion. After a minute, add the other vegetables. Stir for a minute. Add a cup of red lentils or any small bean. Add about 1 litre of water. More if you like a thinner soup. Less if you like it thick. Add salt. Add some pepper. Bring the whole thing to the boil. Then turn it down so it is just bubbling and put a lid on, slightly off centre. Now leave it for 35 minutes. This is, I admit, the part that the modern world has the most trouble with. We are taught to do something while we are cooking, to be productive, to multitask, to not waste the time. I would gently suggest that the time is not waste. Sit down. Look out of the window. Read a few pages of something. Talk to whoever else is in your house. The soup is doing its work. You don't have to do anything for 35 minutes, and it is, I have come to think, one of the best deals in adult life. When it is done, taste it. Add salt if it needs it. Eat it from a bowl, with bread, or rice, or nothing. Now, and this is the part I really want to write about, notice what you have just done. You have taken 5 or 6 cheap ingredients and turned them, with a small amount of attention, into something hot, filling, and good for you. You have not made anything photogenic. You have not produced a story. You have made one of the basic things human beings have made for each other for thousands of years, and you have made it for yourself, on a Tuesday, in your own kitchen, for very little money. I think this is, quietly, a more important thing than the food culture around us tends to admit. Most cooking, for most people, is not theatre. It is the simple act of feeding yourself, day after day, without making a fuss about it. The food shows have made us a little embarrassed about this. They have made the soup feel small. But the soup is not small. The soup is what people have actually eaten in actual kitchens for most of the time anyone has been alive. The complicated meals are the exception. The simple meals are the meals. I'm not saying you should never make anything elaborate. I cook elaborate things sometimes. I enjoy them. I am saying that the skill of making a simple meal, quickly, calmly, without thinking it should be more than it is a skill that I think we should not be embarrassed to keep. It is the skill of looking after yourself in an ordinary, daily way. Nothing about that is small.